以下请收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托直播的英语打干露个语广播节目宾至如归飞向马尼拉。
Ang programang Feel at Home Ka Dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归飞向马尼拉。Manila sa Taiwan, Feel at Home Ka!
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapakinggan ho natin programa ngayon ay Feel at Home Ka Dito. Ako po si Kaibigan Jay. Alam niyo mga kababayan, sinasabi ko before sa inyo, ewan ko kung natatandaan niyo pa. Basta pag lumampas na ang Mid-Autumn Festival, yung tinatawag natin na Mooncake Festival, ibig sabihin nun ay palamig na ang panahon. Ito na yung pagpasok ng mababa ang weather. Kaya tong week na to, nabalitaan ko nga sa weather forecast na bababa daw ng 10 degrees kagad ang temperature natin. Kaya kung halimbawa na-feel nyo nung last week ay umaabot na ng 35, 37 or umaabot nga minsan ng 40 degrees, eh babawas kagad siya ng 10 degrees. Ganun kagad ang kanyang lamig. So, dun sa mga kababayan natin na bagong dating lang dito sa Taiwan or nagta-travel kayo ngayon, tamang-tama, medyo pagkamalas natin dahil itong week na to ay puro ulan. Itong week na to ay mapapansin nyo nga na medyo malamig-lamig ang panahon. Pero dahil syempre, basta hindi masyadong mainit, kaya naman din natin to tisin. Yun nga lang masama kasi umuulan siya. Kaya mag-iingat ko kayo kung kayo ay nag-rides ng mga scooter or nagda-drive kayo ng kotse, huwag masyadong mabilis magpaandar dahil napaka-dulas ng kalye, kaya madali ho magkaroon ng mga accident. Kaya iwas ho tayo ng mga ganyan pag-careless natin sa pag-rides or pag-drive ng sasakyan natin. Okay ba? And then, ang babanggitin ko ngayon sa mga kababayan natin dahil minsan, umuwi tayo sa Pilipinas, tapos pagbalik natin dito sa Taiwan dahil siguro hindi tayo masyadong hiyang sa gamot dito sa Taiwan. Kaya tuloy bumibili tayo ng mga gamot sa Pilipinas at dito natin dinadala sa Taiwan. So, be aware, buying too much medicine abroad and bringing it into Taiwan could be illegal. When foreign workers return to their home countries for a break, they often come back to Taiwan with health supplements, medicine, or cosmetics. It is important to know that if these products are not intended for personal use, bringing in too much, reselling or posting items could break the law. According to regulations, only limited amounts of food, medicine, medical equipment, or cosmetic can be brought into Taiwan for personal use and cannot be resold. Food in tablet or capsule from a maximum of 12 bottles per category and no more than 36 bottles in total. Over-the-counter medication, a maximum of 12 boxes per category and no more than 36 boxes in total. Prescription medication, a maximum of 6 months supply of medicine is allowed with a doctor's prescription. Controlled medication, the regulations are the same as those for prescription medication, but avoid purchasing medication that contains ingredients control under Taiwanese law before returning to Taiwan. Familiarize yourself with the related laws to avoid breaking the law. So, napakinggan nyo na yung mga ating maximum na pwede lang dalhin na medicine. Tantandaan nyo ho, isa doon yung maximum of 12 boxes per category. Kung halimbawa prescription medication, pang 6 months na supply pwede. And kung halimbawa ito ay capsule, a maximum of 12 bottles per category and no more than 36 bottles in total. So, tatandaan nyo ho yun, no, na wag ho tayo bibili ng sobrang marami na gamot kung kayo ay magdadala dito sa Taiwan para sa sarili lang ho natin. Kung para sa inyong sarili, yun nga, wag lang din bibili ng sobrang madami. Tatandaan nyo ho yun. So bukod dito, ang i-announce pa namin na ipapaalam sa ating mga kababayan is Employment Transfer Online Job Matching Platform for Foreign Workers. So employers and foreign workers can get into DHSC official website by themselves and register easily at Employment Transfer Online Job Matching Platform for Foreign Workers using their own email account. So yung DHSC, yun yung Direct Hiring Service Center. So ang employers, pwede kayo mag-post ng job description, search for applicant details, interview through platform invitation, at ang foreign workers naman, pwedeng gawin is mag-log in and in out, resume details, search for employer job demands, apply for interview and check status. So, pwede nyo nang hindi kailangan ng brokers dito, no? So, no need to insert card. Easy to apply. Free service in multilingual interface. Kaya napaka-easy ho ngayon maghanap ng trabaho. At saka yung mga employers din natin, pwede rin mag-post dito. So, hindi na natin talaga kailangan ng brokers mag-involve dito sa ating mga transaction at dito sa ating job opportunity para makaiwas na rin sa pagbabayad nila dun sa kanilang introducing fee. So, yun nga kasi ang mga nangyayari karamihan sa labor dispute problem dahil nga kasi involved dito merong mga brokers, tapos meron pang iba ay nanloloko sila para makahanap tayo ng mabilis na employer. Nangyayari tuloy, merong mga nanlolokong tao sa atin. Tapos pag tayo nakabigay na sa kanila ng mga deposito, nawawala na sila bigla. Samantala nagbayad tayo sa kanila ng malaking amount para nga makakuha tayo ng trabaho. Yung pala scammer yon. So ganun ang mga nangyayari sa ibang mga kababayan natin. So kung halimbawa merong ganitong platform, ay napakabait talaga ng Taiwan government para gawin nga ito para sa atin. At para dito na tayong pwede maghanap ng ating job opportunity natin. Okay ba? Balik tayo dito sa ating programang Feel at Home Ka Dito. Mapapakinggan niyo ang aming programa every Sunday ng 6 to 7. Replay time ay 9 to 10. Hanapin niyo lang sa AM 1323 sa Taipei, AM 621 sa Taoyuan, at AM 1206 sa Hsinchu. Meron din kaming replay time sa 9 to 10. Meron din ho kaming fan page. Ang tawag ay Feel at Home Ka Dito ni kaibigan Jay. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency Binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Can you still remember the promise that we'll never ever leave? Never leave. But time just flew so fast. You said I'd be your last, but who is he? And what are we? I loved you, but you let go. It wasn't just me.
Topics. Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
Mga kababayan, sa loob nating isang oras na programa, ang unang-una nating policy na mapapakinggan tungkol sa number 1,
preventing nominee accounts. Number 2, tips for enrolling the National Health Insurance. Number 3,
preventing dummy accounts.
Number 4, ngayon may chance pa din tayo mag-work under ng Taiwanese company kapag tayo ay umuwi na sa Pilipinas.
Number 5, enhance employer and foreign worker awareness of personal data protection. There are 3 key points.
Number 6,
how to stay in Taiwan.
Kaya mga kababayan, itong mga binabanggit ni Kaibigan Jay ng mga policy at regulations ay nanggagaling sa Ministry of Labor. Ito ay latest informations para ho sa ating lahat. Kaya kung halimbawa kayo ay meron pang another na suggestions at gusto nyo malaman na iba pang policy, huwag nyo ho kalimutan bumisit sa aming website sa fw.wda.gov.tw. O kaya pwede tayo mag-register sa LINE application, i-add nyo lang ang ating 1-855 e-LINE. Pwede nyo i-search sa LINE at 1-855-MW_PH para makita nyo yung 1-855 e-LINE. Once na-add nyo ang 1-855 e-LINE, magkakaroon kayo ng regularly na notification para mapaalam sa atin yung mga ating regulations at policy. Bukod doon, i-remind din nila tayo na halimbawa matapos na yung ating mga kontrata or halimbawa ma-expired na yung ating ARC or halimbawa na nireport tayo ng employers natin na takbo sa immigration. For more informations, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-855. Ito ay 24 hours consultation at complaint hotline. Pwede tayo mag-inquire ho sa kanila.
What do you do if someone sues you? What do you need to know when you go to court? Welcome to this segment on defendants in civil litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the hearing notification letter. When you receive a court date notification letter, what parts should you pay special attention to? First, you should note the contact details of the court and the clerk in charge. Once you're at the courthouse, you'll give your case number to court personnel so they can check on your case. The cause of action refers to the type of civil litigation as characterized by the court on the basis of the facts. The plaintiff column tells you who your opponent is in your case. Conversely, the plaintiff can also find out who the defendant is by looking at this column. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number, to avoid going to the wrong place on the day of the hearing. The type of session reveals what the court is prepared to do on the court date. The most common sessions are preparatory proceedings and oral arguments. The preparatory proceedings session confirms the claims of both parties and investigates the evidence relating to the case. The oral argument session is when both parties try to persuade the judge to rule in their favor, according to the results of the evidence investigation. The notes column will give details of anything you need to pay attention to during the court hearing. What should I do if I can't attend court on the designated date? You can appoint an agent. If your agent ad litem is not a lawyer, you must first be granted permission from the court. Or you should provide a valid reason for your absence. If I receive a hearing notification, do I have to attend court? When you receive notification of an oral argument session from the court, if you or your agent ad litem will be absent without a valid reason and you don't dispute the claims, this is seen as you accepting the claims and facts as the plaintiff states them. The judge can then declare a judgment on the basis of the plaintiff's pleading. Beware that your absence without a valid reason will impact your rights and interests. In the first and second instances of civil litigation, it is not compulsory to hire a lawyer, so you can represent yourself in court. However, undertaking a lawsuit requires a certain level of legal knowledge. So if you do not understand the law, you can contact the Joint Service Center at any court for help, or hire a lawyer to represent you. A lawyer will allow proceedings to go more smoothly. Disputing a claim. When you receive the court date notification letter, you'll also receive a copy of the plaintiff's claims. If you don't agree with the plaintiff's claims and you want to dispute them, you should submit counterclaims to the court within the time frame specified on the court date notification letter and provide a copy to the plaintiff. How do I write a counterclaim pleading? You can visit our website and our AI customer service assistant can help you. Just enter a term in the search box. You'll find templates and examples to use as a reference. Your counterclaim pleading should include 1. Facts supporting your claims. 2. Evidence to back your counterclaims. 3. Aspects of the plaintiff's facts and evidence that you agree or disagree with. If you disagree, provide a reason. After completing your written pleading, you can mail it or submit it in person to the court. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. If you are attending court in person, remember your appearance should reflect your respect for the court. On that day, remember to bring your ROC ID card or other identification, your notification letter, and any other required documents indicated in the notification letter. If you wish to bring additional documents for the court to consider, remember to prepare extra copies for each plaintiff. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. Don't forget to log in a bit early if it's a remote proceeding. There are two ways to register your arrival at court: at the counter or the check-in kiosk. Then wait for a court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Private recordings of sound, images, or photographs are not permitted inside the courtroom. If required, you can apply for a CD recording from the court after proceedings are complete. Now I'll take you on a tour of the courtroom. At the front is the judge's bench. Below the judge are the court clerk and the court interpreter. In the center is the witness stand. The plaintiff and their agent ad litem are on the right. The defendant and their agent ad litem are on the left. Witnesses and other relevant persons are in the spectator gallery waiting to testify. When proceedings begin, the judge will allow you to speak, so please be patient. When the judge asks you for an explanation, you only need to state the important points. If the judge is unclear on any parts, they will ask you to expound on them. If you're worried you can't explain things well, you can submit a supplemental written pleading. Please respect the right of others to explain themselves. Do not interrupt them. If you want to counter, please raise your hand. You may speak again with the judge's permission. In court, the clerk will make a written record of the main points of the proceedings. Everyone will have a computer monitor to view this record. If you discover an error or misunderstanding in this record, you can report it immediately. The court will organize all the information from the proceedings and find these documents in order in a case file. It contains records of what the judges, litigants, and witnesses said in every court hearing. The litigants can apply with the court to review the case file during the proceedings or apply for the case file on CD. After the court has undergone the necessary investigation of evidence and given both parties ample opportunity to make their case, if the judge thinks that the court has clarified everything, the required investigation, they will announce the conclusion of the oral arguments. If you have any evidence or material you wish to present to the court, you should do so before the judge announces the conclusion of oral arguments. Otherwise, in principle, you will not get another hearing in court, and the material you wish to present will not be considered. For cases that have concluded their oral arguments, the judge will subsequently announce the judgment day in court. On the judgment day, the judge will announce the judgment in court if any litigant attends. The court will send you a written judgment regardless of your attendance. Going to court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's protect our rights together.
Ang pag-ibig, kahit di mo hanapin pa, ay kusang dumarating. Kung para sa isa't isa, dati-rati. Ang puso ay nag-iisa, ngayon ay kapiling ka. At di na magwawalay pa. Nagakala na di na darating ang isang katulad mo. Ngayon'y kapiling ka at laging narito. Ikaw ang bawat kong pangarap na sadyang walang katulad. Isang pag-ibig na kailanman ay hindi magwawakas. Habang buhay ka, naiibigin ng buong tapat. Sa akin na ikaw, ngayon hanggang wakas. Ipapangako na hindi ka mag-iisa, palagi kasama. Sa'yo sinta, hindi ko kaya. Sa akin ay mawalay ka, at sana bawat saglit palagi ay kapiling ka. Nagkakala na dinadating ang isang katulad mo. Ngayon'y kapiling ka at laging. Oh,
Taiwan Policy。
At ang susunod naman natin ngayon ibabanggit regarding ito sa preventing nominee accounts. So, lending your bank account to someone to use could result in you being an accomplice to a scam or money laundering. There's one Filipino national, Jerry, met scam gang member Jimmy on Facebook and was persuaded to let Jimmy use his bank account, from which he periodically withdrew money remitted by the scam gang and handed it to Jimmy. Jimmy defrauded Xu Chen, asking her to remit money to him on multiple occasions for bogus reasons. When Xu Chen realized she had been tricked, she reported the matter to the police, and their investigation discovered that the money had been remitted to Jerry's account. After Jerry was indicted by prosecutors, the court confirmed he allowed his account to be used by other parties and also withdrew the stolen money, making him an accomplice to fraud and money laundering. As a result, the court sentenced Jerry to 3 months in prison and fined him $30,000. So there is an analysis. By withdrawing the stolen money from his account for a scam gang, Jerry created a cash flow breakpoint, making the case impossible or extremely difficult to investigate. In addition, helping to withdraw money made by defrauding people from the account was determined by the court to constitute the crime of obtaining money or goods by false pretenses. If a foreign worker employed in Taiwan is found to have lent a bank account used in the commission of fraud that makes them an accomplice to fraud and is a violation of Money Laundering Control Act, the Ministry of Labor will revoke their employment permit and order them to leave the country with a fixed period of time, thereby impacting the right to work in Taiwan. So, ito ay hindi lang mga kababayan natin ang nangyayari. Actually, mga ibang bansa din, meron din ganitong mga situations. Pero dahil itong case na to ay nangyari sa isang kababayan ho natin na pinagamit niya ang kanyang sariling account, ang sarili niyang bank account sa ibang tao. At ginamit ng ibang tao yung kanyang account para sa money laundering. At nahuli nga sila na ito ay pinapagamit niya sa ibang tao, kaya kasama din siya dito sa crime scene. Ito ay malaking epekto ho sa atin dahil ang MOL, pag nalaman nila ay meron kayong crime scene dito sa Taiwan, revoke kagad ang ating kontrata at talagang kagad-kagad din tayo pa uuwiin sa Pilipinas. Hindi na kayo makabalik dito dahil meron na kayong crime scene sa record sa Taiwan. Kaya mag-iingat ho tayo sa ating mga bank account na wag ho natin to pahihiram or pagagamit or ibibigay sa ibang tao na hindi natin kilala. At ang susunod nating ibabanggit tungkol naman sa tips for enrolling the National Health Insurance. So ito yung mga hawak ng mga kababayan natin na tinatawag na health card. Ang full name niya ay National Health Insurance. Ito ay galing sa Ministry of Health and Welfare. So, kailangan kung halimbawa kayo ay must have established household registration for 6 months in Taiwan or have a full 6 months of residence in Taiwan. The National Health Insurance Program is a compulsory social insurance program. According to NHI regulations, Taiwanese citizens with household registration and foreign nationals living in Taiwan with an alien residence certificate must enroll in the NHI program. So if you are a citizen, means Taiwanese citizens with household registrations, must enroll in the NHI program. So, ito yung mga citizens. So, hindi ko na ito ibabanggitin dahil tayo ay non-citizens dito sa Taiwan. So, ito na lang ang babasahin ko para sa mga kababayan natin para mas malinaw sa inyo. So, the non-citizens, foreign nationals living in Taiwan with an alien residence certificate must join, enroll in the NHI program. So, people with a regular employer apply to enroll in the NHI program from the date of employment. Kung tayo ay mga OFW at blue-collar job, tayo ay merong trabaho, hired tayo by the employer or another company or yung ating amo sa bahay, tayo ay allowed na pagpasok lang natin dito sa Taiwan at kung kailan nag-start ang ating kontrata, pwede na ho tayo nila i-enroll ng health card. So, ito yung para sa mga blue-collar job na tayo ay hired employer natin. Pero how about the non-employed persons? How about the non-employed persons? Foreign professional or foreign special profession and foreign senior profession who are employed. Employers or self-employed business owners, their spouses, minor children, or their mentally or physically challenged adult children should enroll in the NHI program from the date of receiving ARC and are not subject to the restriction of a full 6 months residence in Taiwan. Ito ay ibig sabihin kung kayo ay foreign professional, yung tinatawag natin na meron siyang foreign special profession and foreign senior profession. Ito ay kung halimbawa kayo ay employed or kung halimbawa self-employed business owners kayo, especially kasama na rin yung kanilang spouses, yung kanilang minor children, or their mentally or physically challenged adult children, pwede na sila din mag-enroll ng NHI program ng health card. Ang iba naman, dito sa mga non-employed persons, kasama na dito ang those who have a full 6 months of residence in Taiwan should enroll in the NHI program. Ito yung mga binabanggit dun sa mga estudyante na Pinoy ho natin na nag-aaral dito sa Taiwan. Sila kasi hindi sila employed, wala silang employers. So, ibig sabihin, kailangan muna nila magstay sa Taiwan ng 6 months. Nag-aaral sila dito sa Taiwan. So, saka sila makakakuha ng health card. And another one is for those who are members of occupational union or workers engaged in agricultural or fishery activities should enroll in the NHI program through occupational unions, farmers or fishermen's association. Ito dun sa para sa mga kababayan natin na fishermen or agricultural farmers. Ito naman ay pwede sila mag-apply through kanilang occupational union. Pwede rin sila makakuha ng health card kung kailan ho nag-start yung kanilang kontrata. And for those who are not employed or not a member of occupational union, they should enroll in the NHI program through their spouses or direct blood relatives. None of the above should enroll in the NHI program through their local administrative office. Ito naman ay binabanggit tungkol naman nito sa mga hindi naman siya employed, hindi rin siya a member ng occupational union, pero kasi meron siyang relatives dito sa Taiwan. So, pwede siya, dahil depend dito siya sa citizen na relatives dito sa Taiwan naka-residence. So, kung kayo ay merong ganyan na relatives nga sa Taiwan, pwede rin kayo makakuha ng NHI program ng health card. And another one is, foreign students should apply to enroll in the program through their schools. Ito ay in-explain dun sa mga estudyante nga ho natin na mga Pinoy na nag-aaral dito sa Taiwan. Ang kanilang pag-enroll ng kanila NHI dun sa health card nila ay naka-register sa kanilang school. So, nabanggit ko nga kanina, basta kayo ay nag-stay na dito sa Taiwan ng around 6 months, basta kayo ay full 6 months of residence dito sa Taiwan, pwede na kayo mag-enroll ng health card. Yun nga lang, maghihintay kayo ng 6 months.
And dun sa mga newborns, kasi meron tayo din mga kababayan na nangabubuntis dito at nanganganak din dito sa Taiwan. So, foreign newborns who are born in Taiwan and obtain an ARC shall enroll in the NSI program from the date of birth. So, basta pa lumabas lang ang anak ninyo, kakapanganak pa lang ng anak nyo, kagad-kagad din sila makakapag-enroll ng health card. So, ito yung privilege doon sa mga newborn baby. At least, health card, meron na kagad sila. Maski anuman citizen yung kanilang tatay or nanay, pero dahil sila ay nanganak dito sa Taiwan, dito sila na lumabas, sila ay meron na kagad health card dito sa Taiwan. So, yun ho ang ating about sa ating National Health Insurance. Kung kayo ay meron pang mga katanungan, pwede ho kayo tumawag sa kanilang Ministry Health and Welfare sa 1957. Pwede ho kayo mag-inquire ho doon. Or kung halimbawa, ito ay regarding related sa inyong employers, pwede kayo tumawag sa 1955 para ho mag-inquire or maghumingi ng consultation sa kanila. Malinaw po?
At ang susunod na ibabalita namin sa inyo ay tungkol sa preventing dummy accounts. Beware! Dummy accounts are a tool used by scam gangs to collect income made from illegal activities. So there is a case. This case is about Ada came to Taiwan to work as an operator in a factory and applied to open a bank account into which his salary was remitted. After 6 years and before returning to his home country, Ada withdrew all his savings and with only 56 left in the account, gave the bank passbook, ATM card, and password to someone else to use. On January 8, 2020, Ada left Taiwan and returned home. After scam gang member takes control of Ada's bank account, he tells victim Xiao Ming to remit money to the account. Knowing nothing to this, Ada returns to Taiwan on April 6, 2022 and is immediately indicted and found guilty by a court of aiding and abetting fraud and money laundering. So this is the analysis. Members of a scam gang are able to use Ada's ATM card to withdraw money made from their illegal scams, creating a cash flow breakpoint that makes it difficult, if not impossible, to trace. Moreover, the fact that Ada withdrew all but 56 NT from his account before leaving Taiwan leads the court to conclude that his behavior constitutes aiding and abetting the fraudulent acquisition of money or goods. Anyone who provides a bank account into which fraudulent obtain funds can be remitted is an accomplice to fraud and guilty of aiding and abetting fraud and money laundering in violation of the Money Laundering Prevention Act. So, itong case ni Ada ay isang OFW dito nag-work sa Taiwan. So, dahil meron siyang na bank account at itong bank account na to ay ginamit ng ibang tao. Kaya mag-iingat tayo na huwag tayo magbibigay ng any account information natin, especially dito sa bank account ho natin. Dahil kung halimbawa ito ay nagamit sa illegal use, ito ay pwedeng consider na money laundering at gagamitin pa nila yung inyong sariling account. Ay magiging tayo tuloy ang kailangan humarap ngayon sa court para mag-explain. At itong napaka-trouble na nangyari dahil nga ginamit yung account natin at tayo yung haharap sa korte, ay napaka a wasting time dahil nga gagamitin nila yung pangalan natin. Pangalawa, magiging tayo tuloy yung magkakaroon ng kaso. So, kailangan mo mag-spend ng maraming panahon para i-prove nyo itong pangyayaring to ay hindi konektado sa atin. Kaya tuloy, kung halimbawa hindi natin ma-prove itong mangyayari, tayo tuloy ang magkakaroon ng kaso ngayon. So, para maka-prevent tayo na merong mga ganitong klaseng dummy accounts na ginagamit ng mga illegal or mga scammers, eh mabuti na mag-iingat po tayo na huwag natin papaalam na basta-basta lang yung mga account information natin, especially syempre yung mga password. At kung halimbawa mangyari man na mawala ang inyong mga
identification katulad ng ARC nyo, passport nyo, or yung mga bank account informations na nakalagay sa cellphone at nawala ang cellphone ninyo, kailangan kagad nating i-report sa police para malaman nila na dahil dito sa pangyayari na wala tayo ng ID, I might be gamitin ho ng mga scammers at gamitin din sa mga illegal na way. At paano naman natin mapiprevent ang dummy accounts? Anyone who provides a fraud gang with an account to which they remit money is an accomplice to the crimes of illegally aiding and abetting fraud and money laundering in violation of the Money Laundering Prevention Act. Most people who ask to borrow a bank passbook, ATM card, and password will use them to engage in illegal activity. Only criminals trying to hide their real identity and cash flow use the accounts of others. Allowing others to use your bank account could be a violation of an Employment Service Act, and not only runs the risk of having your employment permit revoked, but also of being sentenced by a court and victims seeking reimbursement for the full amount they have been defrauded. So, alam nyo na mga kababayan, kung halimbawa magamit man yung account natin, ang pinaka the worst na mangyayari ay yun na ibanggit ko na nga kanina, na bukod dun sa makakasuhan tayo sa korte, at kung halimbawa nga wala tayong maibigay na any evidences na wala tayong konektado dito, at might be yung revoke yung ating employment permit. Kaya mag-iingat tayo mga kababayan, dahil napakalaking kaso ho itong money laundering sa Taiwan. Kaya wag na wag ho tayo magbibigay ng mga bank information natin or pahiram natin yung ating bank passbook or yung ating ATM card. Kaya halimbawa mangyari man na mawala ho yung mga informations ninyo, eh mag-report kagad tayo sa police. Bukod dito, another reminder sa mga kababayan natin na pauwi na ng Pilipinas. Kasi yung iba kasing kababayan natin, karamihan dito ay to 12 years na or 14 years para doon sa mga caretaker na nag 14 years na, pag tayo ay umuwi na ng Philippines. Yung iba kasi gusto pa nila magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan, yun ay pwede natin i-suggest sa ating employers na kung tayo ay pwede nila i-upgrade gawing intermediate skill worker o kaya also known as mid-skill worker. Pero kung halimbawa talagang pagod na tayo, gusto na natin sa Pilipinas talaga mag-stay for good, itong reminders ay para ho sa ating lahat. For migrant workers returning back home to understand some relevant information of Taiwan business and promote employment upon returning home, the department's inbound and outbound airport care service project website publishes in 4 countries on Taiwan's business information and provide a reference for the upcoming migrant workers returning back home. Okay, so basta punta kayo sa website sa https://fwas.wda.gov.tw. Ulitin ko, basta nag-search tayo dito sa website na to, makakakuha tayo ng mga information tungkol sa pag-uwi natin sa Pilipinas, ano yung pwede natin gawin business. O kaya merong mga gusto sumali sa mga trabaho kasi alam nyo, merong mga Taiwanese na nagsipupunta sa Philippines, nagtatayo sila doon ng mga factory. Kaya kung halimbawa pag-uwi natin sa Pilipinas, ay gusto pa rin natin magtrabaho as magtrabaho under ng Taiwan businessman, pwede tayo mag-apply dito sa mga kanilang companies. So, itong mga informations ay ilalagay dito sa website sa https://fwas.wda.gov.tw. So, kung halimbawa kayo interested na magkaroon ng business, o kaya gusto nyo ay pag-uwi natin sa Pilipinas, mag-apply pa rin dito under ng mga Taiwanese factory or Taiwanese employers, magtrabaho pa rin tayo sa kanila, e pwede kayo humanap ng mga employers na nasa Pilipinas na at tayo ay tamang-tama kung halimbawa kayo marunong din mag-Chinese, marunong kayo magsasalita ng Mandarin, ang laking opportunity po na pwede ho natin makahanap ng magandang at maayos na trabaho sa Pilipinas. Kaya wag ho kayo mag-alala maski na nag-12 years na tayo sa Taiwan or 14 years. Meron pa rin tayong chance na magtrabaho sa under ng Taiwanese businessmen.
Tell your good night to the light and close your eyes. There's a better place for you than to stay. You wake, you'll get closer to a paradise of dreamers in love. You'll get better, like heaven has done something. So lay now, hear me all through the night. This girl, teardrop, you can count on me tonight.
Susunod naman na ating ibabanggit ay tungkol ito sa Enhanced Employer and Foreign Worker Awareness of Personal Data Protection. There are three key points. Number one, suitable security measures should be taken to prevent the theft, tampering with, destruction, or leaking of personal data. As part of a product promotion, a certain company gives a free gift to everyone who provides the data of three other people. As a result, foreign worker M leaks the personal data of three foreign migrant worker friends, resulting in them being targeted by telephone sales promotion. Ito ay about naman sa merong mga tao na nagsisale sila ng mga SIM card or meron din mga ibang tao na nagbibigay ng free survey. Basta pag nag-survey ka lang at magsulat ka ng mga informations, meron silang mga binibigay na free gift. So ito ay delikado dahil madali din ito makakuha ng informations galing sa iyo. So wag ho natin ito gagawin. Number two, the collection, processing or use of personal data must be in accordance with the management procedures, details in the Personal Data Protection Act, like a live-in foreign care worker directly streams online her day taking care of a senior. The portraits are also personal data, and as such, live streaming of photographing another person without their permission and posting that to an online platform is a violation of the Personal Data Protection Act. So, minsan yung ibang kababayan natin na nagtatake ng picture na kasama yung kanilang mga alaga, ito ay hindi rin kasi allowed dahil yung alaga ninyo hindi actually gusto na makasama sila sa inyong mga picture. Ito ay kasama din to sa personal data na nagbibigay ng informations ng ibang tao. Kasi tayo ay pinupost pa rin natin sa mga social media o sa mga ibang platform na anong ginagawa ko ng alaga ninyo. So, ito ay hindi rin gusto ng mga employers na gawin ho natin or i-post natin sa mga public area. Number 3, family-based workers, employers and other family members should acknowledge verbally or in writing their obligation to keep personal data confidential. Like a care worker hired by a well-known internet celebrity provides details on the medical conditions of his or her employer's son to the media. Ito ay nangyari dahil merong isang kababayan natin na caretaker na pinost niya tungkol dun sa anak ng celebrity at ito ay hindi allowed dahil pinoprotect ng mga celebrity yung mga kanilang anak. Ayaw nila palabas yung mukha ng mga anak nila. Kaya ito ay kasama din ito sa Personal Data Act na protektado din yung mga ganyang klaseng cases. So, reminder for employers and labor brokers. Kasama na din dito ang ating manpower agency or broker. In a situation where specific personal information is collected in violation of the law or without a designated objective, the local government will fine those responsible $50,000 to $500,000 NT dollar and other improvements be made within a fixed time period. Failure to make the required improvements will result in a second fine, then a third fine, etc. Individual who violates the Personal Data Protection Act, leading to the illegal use of such data, are liable for damages and face a fine of $500 to $2 million. So if you have any question, call the 1-855 hotline or seek the assistance of the local government in the area where you work. So nalaman nyo na mga kababayan kung halimbawa meron tayong isa dito na ilabas natin yung mga klaseng informations. Ang penalty ho niyan ay $50,000 to $500,000 NT dollar. At kung halimbawa nangyari pa sa atin yan ulit at nangyari ay malaking damages, so ang magiging penalty niyan ay mas malaki, umaabot na sa $500,000 to $2 million. Kaya mga kababayan, yung mga ating ginagawa ay mag-iingat ho tayo sa bawat kilos natin kasi itong mga ating trabaho ay konektado din sa Personal Data Act kung halimbawa na leak or nailabas natin yung mga ganyang informations ay napakalaki pong epektado sa ating mga employers. Kaya kung halimbawa ayaw nila na magpa-picture or ayaw nila isabihin yung mga kanilang mga informations na wag ho tayo magpo-post nang hindi ho tayo nagsasabi sa kanila. So ito ay isang another reminder sa mga kababayan ho natin na nag-work sa bahay. Especially sa mga factory naman, ang kanilang napakadaling mangyari is dala nila yung mga kanilang cellphone sa loob ng factory, sa kanilang production line. So pag once nagkaroon sila ng mga picture taking dun sa loob ng factory or nakiki-charge lang kayo ng battery sa computer, ito ay napakadaling makakuha ng mga data. Kung halimbawa merong virus na pumasok doon, pwede na ho mailabas yung mga importanteng data sa loob ng company. Ay napakalaki po tong violations, kaya might be pwede ho tayo nila kasukan or yun nga, i-revoke ang ating hiring permit. Kaya iwasan ho natin itong mangyari. If kayo ay merong mga labor dispute problem, pwede ho kayo tumawag sa 1-855, mag-file ho tayo ng complaint at ang labor ho mag-check nito kung merong violations na pangyayari. At ang susunod naman ang babanggitin ko dito ay how to stay in Taiwan. So meron ditong 5 ways na pwede ho nyo pag-isipan alin dito yung pinakamalapit na situations ho ninyo na pumasok tayo dito sa Taiwan mag-aral or magtrabaho. So number 1,
visa exemption or visitor visa. Ito naman ay, yun nga, visitor visa. So, parang temporary lang ho ang stay nyo dito sa Taiwan para mag-tour, mag-sightseeing. So, online or in-person, submit a regular visitor visa application. Depending on nationalities, 14 to 90 days upon arrival. Please refer to the official BOCA Taiwan website for more information. Ito yung sa immigration office. Pwede ho kayo dun mag-inquire. Pangalawa, employment seeking visa. So, you can online or in person submit a visitor visa application and include the relevant documents from BOCA, including your for seeking employment, multiple entry visa valid for 3 months to 6 months. Number 3, work permit application. You can go online or in person, foreign teachers, short-term tutorial school teachers, experimental education staff, freelance artistic workers, and graduates of the world's top 500 universities all have specialized programs. So another one is number 4, Taiwan Employment Gold Card. A 4-in-1 card that includes a resident visa, work permit, alien resident certificate, and re-entry permit, which allows you to leave and re-enter Taiwan multiple times over the course of 1 to 3 years. Applicants can apply online without sponsorship. And the last one is APRC, a foreigner who has legally resided in Taiwan for 3 to 5 years for more than 183 days each year, is eligible to apply for an alien permanent residence certificate. So, ito yung mga 5 ways na pwede kayong magstay sa Taiwan. Yung iba ay katulad ng mga visitor visa, ay saglit lang yon. Pero yung iba naman na halimbawa gusto nyo ng part-time lang na magtrabaho dito like 6 months to 1 year, meron din silang category na pwede ho ninyo i-apply. For more information, pwede kayo pumunta sa www.boca.gov.tw. Doon ho nyo makikita yung mga informations na paano ho ang mga requirements at qualification at ano yung mga pwede ho natin gawin na documents para i-apply natin at i-submit ho natin by online. Okay? For more information, nga punta lang tayo dun sa BOCA. B-O-C-A.
Let me teach you some Mandarin Chinese. When the person receiving care is feeling unwell, you can take the initiative and ask, 你哪里不舒服? Repeat after me, 你哪里不舒服? When the person receiving care needs to use the toilet, you may say, 好,我带你去. Repeat after me, 好,我带你去. It's time to eat. Ask the person receiving care whether he wants to have his meal. You may say, 请问要吃饭了吗? Repeat after me, 请问要吃饭了吗? Let us recap the 3 useful sentences we learned today. 你哪里不舒服? 好,我带你去. 请问要吃饭了吗? If you have any language problems, please call 1-955 Foreign Workers Free Hotline. Our consultant will provide interpreting services. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.
Ang
programang Feel at Home Ka Dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company, Bin Zhi Ru Gui, Fei Xiang Manila. Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.
Enjoy ng todo.
Halika, biyahe.